Juneau-based poet Kristi Nami Eriksson says her social media timeline was flooded with reactions to Gorman's poem after the inauguration.
That was one of our favorite parts of the inauguration, right? Nobody's really quoting anything Joe Biden said. Everybody is quoting the poet.
Even more than the reaction, Eriksson says it was the representation that felt the most special to her. Eriksson, who is Asian American, says Gorman's identity sent a powerful message.
Anytime I see another young woman of color be given a large stage and use it to speak a truth that resonates so deeply with the experience of her community, it's empowering.
That representation resonated with Anchorage poet Jen Stever, too. Stever woke her 2-year-old daughter to watch the inauguration Wednesday. As an Inupiaq woman, Stever identified with Gorman as a person of color, a woman, and an emerging writer. She says watching Gorman and Kamala Harris take the stage with the world watching was significant.
And also having my daughter see those things as well. She's young, but she'll hopefully live in a world where there aren't these ceilings because these women are kind of shattering them.
And 18-year-old Michaela Blewett says watching Gorman perform reminded her of the first time she took the stage. Blewett is a graduate of Bartlett High School in Anchorage, and she now attends the University of Nevada. Blewett says at her first performance, she was really nervous and nearly backed out. But the supportive reaction to her work inspired her to keep going, so she could only imagine how Gorman felt at the inauguration. In Gorman, Blewett says she recognized herself.
It was breathtaking. Like, I started getting teary-eyed. It was, especially seeing someone so young be able to do it, it was amazing.
Eriksson says Kamala Harris gave women of color something to aspire to, that we could be there serving in the most powerful offices in America.
But when Amanda Gorman read her poem, I feel like we were there. I feel like we were in the audience. You know, we were in her poem. When people say that they were moved by her piece, I think it's true. I think we were transported there.
Eriksson says she hopes that Gorman's poem and the powerful reaction to it encourages more people to invest in the arts. Eriksson shared an excerpt from an original poem of hers with Alaska Public Media. The poem is called Families Belong Together. It was written in response to family separation.
The night there was a rally, I held my son before bed. His breath touched my breath. His smile is his father's smile. Because of this, they are always together. He is still too young to know he is a protest. He understands the language of loss, but doesn't speak it. Today, while thousands marched, he was just a boy who went fishing with his grandpa. In the stillness, I can smell the sea on his skin. If anyone tried to separate us, I would swallow the ocean just to shipwreck them. I would draw a maze around a maze around a maze until they could not find us. I would run forever, and I would never break eye contact. I would wake us up again and again before we became ghosts. I already know how.
In Anchorage, I'm Mayowa Aina.